Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we continue episode 42 with Natasha from Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracy Podcast. We're going to talk about creating the ultimate supervillain, and we're going to end it with a classic last call.
Guys, team, people, I want to create the most epic, the most super villain. And in order to do that, I think we need I'm already a little drunk. I think we need to take the individual characteristics of a character, break them up, and we can take individual characteristics from other super villains or regular villains and apply them to our super villain. So I want to start off with one. I want to see if we're creating this super villain, whose intelligence should we take? We'll get into like strength. We'll get into charisma. We'll get into weapons and powers and all sorts of other aspects of a character. But like, let's start with just whose intelligence are we going to take?
I tried to stick to the list.
You didn't have to.
But
I said that. You didn't have to.
I know, but I tried. Rick, you're just killing me over there. You look like you're going to explode.
He knows I'm real drunk, so he's trying not to,
is that
to
what
just
that
take
is?
Over. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who's intelligence?
Okay, sure, I'll go.
Go, Ben. help me carry the segment.
Yay. So obviously plenty of villains are intelligent, but the whole thing for me is, you know, which villain stands out because of his intelligence, and that's Lex Luthor. I mean, literally, that's the one thing he brings to the fight, and that's it. But he's known for it, and that's why he became Superman's, you know, biggest villain of all time because of his intelligence. So
that was the one. Superman literally has all of the physical traits, all of the things you can want in a superhero, and the only way to beat him was to potentially, I'm not saying he's dumb,
outsmart him.
But you have to outsmart him. That's the only way you could potentially beat someone like a Superman.
I feel like your guys' answers are going to be way better thought out than mine.
It's fine. It's fine. We're going to nerd out a little
sometimes
bit.
Sometimes the simplest answer is the best.
So winging it. Well, I put two, and I wasn't sure. So I put Mojo Jojo and Mega Mind.
Okay. I actually had Mojo Jojo for a different attribute later, so I appreciate the Powerpuff Girls reference, but I didn't have Megamind, and I appreciate that one as well. So we have got a Lex Luthor, Megamind, we got Mojo Jojo. I'd like to throw out also like a Dr. Doom potentially. He has actual superpowers as well, but he's also incredibly intelligent. So that was one of my picks as well. Drew, intelligent supervillains that you might want to pick for this super villain.
First of all.
Oh, well, okay, Drew.
Rick, I just clarify.
Did you slick back your hair just for the super
villain? Yeah, he did. He did. Rick Madison is the super villain.
To clarify, Rick the topic was villains to create.
You're
super
right.
Villains.
Villains to create.
Because
a
Rick
super
really
villain.
Wants to fight.
Yeah.
I chose violence.
No.
Go, Drew.
I'm not saying normal villains are off the table.
I'm going to go. Lex Luthor would have been my first pick had not already been chosen. Brain from Pinky and
the. And the.
Pinky and.
And I.
Are they villains?
I was going to say, I consider that. Is he really a villain? He does try to take over the
he
world.
He wants to be.
But in the show, from their standpoint, he's not the villain.
Okay, but...
More of an anti-hero.
And hold on.
I'll take
Let's
that.
Think about all villains across all media, everything. Vast majority of the time, they're made to be foiled or defeated or whatever. So whatever their powers are,
we're creating the super duper villain.
Hold on. So I'm saying we've got to take that aspect out of it, which is why you can choose somebody like Brain, because he does get foiled by his own stupidity, or Pinky being a dumbass, or just not having a good plan in the first place. But if you just take it on the whole, smartest mouse in all of existence.
I mean, that last point I'll agree with.
Oh, and Jerry's pretty smart. I mean, Tom never
catches
him.
That's where I was going.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But not a villain.
The biggest villain I've ever met.
I mean, according to Tom, Jerry is a villain.
Why can't you root for Tom?
He's a shit.
Rick, what do you got?
Yeah, come on, Rick.
I have so many things.
Fight us.
I have so many things. So I appreciate the intelligence aspect, and we can incorporate that. But what's scarier than real?
Ice cold.
Because of that, I like a lot of things that have been thrown out there. I like the Lex Luthor intelligence,
I think I know where this is going.
But a villain, are they really the villain? Yes. It depends on the angle.
How about perception?
Right? Exactly. And so because of that, I think our supervillain needs Tyler Durden's, how do you say, psychology, maybe?
Or, actually, I have Durden for a different category.
I need Tyler Durden involved in here. And just give me general, maybe view on life, psychology, however you want to sprinkle it in there. But you don't know what Tyler Durden you're getting. And I think it's...
I don't know who that is.
Fight Club.
Fight Club. The alter ego from Fight Club.
Sorry, haven't seen that in forever.
Brad Pitt, first off, how dare you?
That is torso?
Tyler Durden is also Edward Norton.
You're right.
Hey, for those who haven't seen the documentary.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I do know what it is, and I have seen it a few times.
But is Tyler Durden just the abs?
Yeah, it's not. So
can I have the whole thing?
Rick, I agree with you.
Who knows?
Rick, I agree with you. He is going to be on this list somewhere, but it's not for intelligence. Sorry.
I didn't say intelligence.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
That's what we're on right now. We're talking about.
That's what y'all are talking about. Correct.
And your supervillain, your supervillain is just Tyler Durden.
No, that's not what I said. Then y'all were talking intelligence.
Where are you?
And I agreed with us. Lex Luthor, I'm okay with that.
Had Hannibal Lecter considered, but
great.
Hannibal Lecter.
Solid for intelligence. Yeah.
But I moved on from intelligence. Y'all brought me into the conversation. So just general psychology
Let him talk and we'll circle back.
Yeah. Look, y'all brought me in. I was going to wait.
So, all right. Travis, can I throw out us going on to the next part where I actually have Tyler Durden? I mean,
do we need to stiff
our let's hear what you have to say.
First, let's do this in the right order.
Whose intelligence are we taking for our supervillain?
I would like to throw out Frank Lucas as my villain.
I don't know who that is.
For this one, like American Gangster. He's an entrepreneur spirit. Give me Frank Lucas, because there's nothing more scary than real.
We've got Lex Luthor, Megamind, Brain, Hannibal Lecter, and Frank Lucas. I like Lex Luthor's intelligence.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm okay with that, because there's nothing better than oceanfront property in Nevada. So,
whose strength are we taking for a supervillain?
I have a vote that came from my 12-year-old.
Yes.
And he said the strongest one on the list was Bane.
That is a good one. It's not the strongest one there.
Well, but that's a real good one.
Rick, you love Tom Hardy.
About strength of will.
That's not the... Really?
Yeah.
If you were in front of me, I would fuck you up.
Yeah, really. Because there's nothing more scary than real.
Natasha, welcome to the Bar Manager Podcast.
Dang.
It all falls apart in the third act.
Give me the strength of Red Hulk.
Okay.
I'd be good with that.
Yeah. Pure, raw, unadulterated, just can lift mountains. Yeah. Red Hulk strength.
I'll take the strength of a planet. Give me ego. Literally, the man is connected to himself and he is an entire planet. And literally can channel the strength of the planet into whatever form he wants to be. I will
what
take...
kind of planet? Are we talking like Pluto? Oh, wait, he's not a planet anymore.
Lol.
Just kidding.
Lol.
But I'll go strength of a, I mean, it, just the overall concept that, you know, strength of a planet is kind of cool. And yeah, you can pick like a giant guy like Galactus, what do you fucking do? But ego is literally a planet. So I will go with strength of a planet.
True.
Get away from comics a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going to go Sauron.
Okay. I don't like this. Mm,
I don't strength. Know what that is.
Like
Lord of the Rings. Before
Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
Back in the day when he was like with, he had his ring. He was kind of all powerful ruler of the dark everything. He was pretty much unstoppable.
You're right. That is true.
All right.
I'm not gonna vote for Sauron. I like the idea of Sauron, but it's not gonna beat Red Hulk. Could probably beat Bane.
Bane
can take on maybe two people.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna do Juggernaut because he just kind of runs everybody over, but
yeah. Anyone have thoughts?
We have one holdout.
Rick.
It's T-1000. There's no other answer if we're talking strength.
I have him
alone.
For a different category.
I don't know what categories we're doing at this point. I'm so confused. So
right now we're on strength. It's not that confusing.
Are we literally doing the whole list?
Unless
you
someone
said
says
may. Do it. So I don't know what categories we're doing. So T-1000 for strength. I don't know.
I said this is the tentative list. If you guys don't have anything else or any other things to contribute in terms of attributes, let me know and we'll add it or subtract.
I thought we skip defense because nobody gives a shit about defense.
I have a good
How
one
dare
for
you?
Defense.
Well, I know good offense
defense
is a good
wins
defense.
Defense wins championships.
I know. Basically, I couldn't come up with anything. So I just guessed.
We've got Red Hulk, we've got, trying to read my list, we've got Bane, we've got Sauron, we've got T-1000, Ego. Those are our options for strength.
I'll jump ship for Hulk.
We got two for Hulk.
I'm not jumping ship. Ego is a living planet. I'm not jumping ship. He's strong.
Terminator could absolutely destroy the Hulk.
One Terminator or all the Terminator?
Even though it's not the Terminator, he's T-1000.
Specifically the T-1000.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like one T-1000 or all the T-1000s?
Ah, T-1000.
Mm, see, that's where I'd have to disagree. If it was that's like fine. The army of T-1000s, yeah, that might be a thing. So we got two for Hulk, two for Ego. I think Drew was saying Ego is probably his vote.
Yeah, I'd go Ego if I'm
Rick,
going.
Rick, do you want a tie break?
With any of this?
No, I do not want a tie break.
Okay.
No, I do not. We're gonna let y'all tie.
We're gonna come back.
Reverse. You do want a tie break.
Travis was chaos in the first half of the episode.
Yeah. Now try to bring it back in.
Rick is chaos in the third.
Okay. Who do we want to use for charisma?
So I had Tyler Durden for charisma because
which one?
So you're gonna appreciate this, Rick. It's both because Tyler Durden that. Both can make anybody do anything.
Mm.
Like he is charismatic. People want to be around him.
No, the pussy version can't.
But the pussy version gets stronger
after he shoots
because of the strength version. So I think that is charismatic.
You're losing me there. Because Tyler Durden cannot take down Detective Alonzo Harris. And Detective Alonzo Harris says, King Kong ain't got shit on me. So.
Is that your
pitch? Yeah, that's his pitch.
Okay.
Denzel Washington from Training Day has the most charisma out there.
I guess he is kind of a villain. It's a good point.
I actually put Hannibal Lecter on this one.
I like that.
That's actually a pretty good one,
actually,
too.
Actually, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
True.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will go back to my basics on this one, but Loki.
Mine was Loki as well.
It feels
like a layup a little
for
bit.
Charisma?
Yeah, that's his only power is charisma.
Legitimately the only thing he's good at.
I have him in another place.
Tricking people.
He's got another.
That's not charisma.
Yes, it is.
Tricking people is not charisma.
How are they not equal?
It can be.
Oh my God.
The ability to convince people
Trust
to
me,
do
I've
things.
Used my charisma
no, that's their different better than nature. Tricking.
That's
persuasion
a
is
tricking.
Not tricking.
Persuasion and charisma are literally the exact same attribute.
Okay, I agree with that. You said tricking, and charisma
tricking
and persuasion are not tricking.
But you can use it. Persuasion can be used for good or evil.
One is persuasion, one is deception.
Correct. Thank you, Travis.
So what if it's like, you know,
they're
the
basically
lady.
The same thing with just a good and evil.
They're not, because charisma is more like a positive, like
charm,
like
a fast food
like charming,
food
like
truck.
Charm or inspiration. Yeah, no more fast food. Like charisma is like charming, like and perception or Your Loki was a negative, where charisma is definitely more a positive.
No, charisma
is
my ability.
Version. It's like charisma being inspirational.
Natasha, just shout louder.
Being inspirational is
charisma is the ability to sway people, whether you're doing it for good or ill.
Exactly. What if you want it? You use your charisma to get close to this person. You get them in the sack. You marry them. You have them sign all of their stuff to you, and then you kill their ass.
I feel like
that's charisma. You got to have charisma to land there.
Specific. Can we talk about what marriage you're referring to?
Like, this is oddly specific.
They're all alive.
Travis, can you pull up the Oxford Dictionary or whatever it's called?
I'm just saying that you can use charisma for evil.
You can, and that's why I was originally Loki, but I think Loki does it through superpowers, and Hannibal is able to achieve the same thing through literally just psychology.
Personality wise,
I will disagree with you till the world ends. That
if
Loki
you took
does
away all
superpowers.
Loki's powers, he ain't got shit.
He is charismatic as fuck.
He is but not more than Hannibal.
Not that, yeah.
I'm going to go Hannibal on this one.
Look at
every person on this
alone.
Podcast is more charismatic than Loki.
That's not true.
Absolutely not true.
Sorry, Ben.
No, you're fine. No, Drew, I appreciate it. I will jump to the Hannibal because I do think Hannibal's a great answer. I do think he is charismatic because I do think that while a lot of it is negative perception, I think it's his natural way where Loki's trying to trick people. That's just Hannibal's he does. That's just his natural way of being, where Loki's having to really act and focus.
My biggest thing is
charisma's natural for Hannibal, and Loki is it's not natural for Loki.
Absolutely insane.
Wait, so here's the biggest thing. All right. So you have Loki versus Hannibal. They're both dicks, right? We can both agree. They're monsters.
No, I
dicks also fucking assholes.
That also.
Wait,
both of them.
I'm sorry,
Loki's kind of an anti-hero.
But what I'm saying is, people still there's something about Hannibal that still attracts people to talk to him to get information out of him. They don't like always just run away.
Fair.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I've already written down Hannibal because I think there's three of us in the Hannibal court.
Plus. Hannibal's a villain. I still put Loki in an anti-hero category, but that's just
me. I agree. For this podcast, for this topic, Loki can be a villain. Let's move on. We'll recap, and then if we have to make moves, we'll make moves. The next one on my list is defense.
I don't have anybody.
I got nothing. Okay, Rick, we might skip one.
The 98 Bears.
I was going to say Bowser, but that's fine.
Oh, because the shell? One. That's a good one, actually.
I like that one.
Except he always dies at the end, but you know.
I don't need his.
So
his
is every other villain.
Death ability. I just need his giant shell on his back with the spikes.
Apparently, I have a thing for turtle shells. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bowser's shell.
Sold. I'm sold.
Cool. Next one, speed. Whose speed are we taking to make this person roll fast?
Agent Smith.
Okay. That's a really good one.
I didn't even think about that.
So I had Agent Smith for movement, but his movement speed, same thing. So I'm good with that too.
Done.
I'm going Shadow the Hedgehog.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay. Fucking solid.
Natasha, do you have one?
I didn't have one.
I went Reverse Flash. So basically the Flash from the future.
Weren't you the one who said, let's not take any of the offshoots of actual heroes? And now we've done the Red Hulk.
He really likes that reverse card.
Kind of, yeah.
No, they're different. Well, the Red Hulk is a different person. It's not Bruce Banner.
I know, but...
And so is the Reverse Flash, is not Barry Allen.
Really?
They're different people.
They don't exist without the original.
I'm down with the Hedgehog.
I mean, it doesn't have to win, but if we're talking about pure ability and speed, it's Reverse Flash. If we want the best supervillain ever, it's Reverse Flash.
I'm going to go Agent Smith.
I'm stuck, but I think I'm going to go with the Hedgehog, I guess.
So you got two for Hedgehog, two for Smith. I like this. I'm going to go...
I mean, they're both good. Let's be honest.
They really are.
They are. They are both good.
I really did like the Agent Smith one. I don't...
I'm gonna go Shadow because I think we could possibly use Agent Smith somewhere else. I don't think we could use Shadow anywhere else.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay.
Cool. The next one on my list is weapons. Whose weapons? Which weapons are we gonna use? Who's got some firepower?
Vader's lightsaber.
The Predator.
Like, okay. You guys are gonna not like my answer. I sound like a psycho.
What?
I went with Freddy Krueger.
American Psycho.
If I
was going to
kill anybody, I would
want to
be like up one. Close and personal and just like disembowel them.
Okay. Drew?
Going Dr. Evil.
What's his weapon?
Laser.
His
laser.
Freaking laser beams on their freaking head.
Up until this point, we've got the Predator's arsenal, Freddy Krueger, lightsaber, and Dr. Evil's lasers. I'm going to say the Elder Wand is a weapon. It was used by Lord Voldemort.
It was used by him, but it wasn't his.
No, it was his.
So you're saying the Elder Wand is a villain?
Yeah, just because he held it doesn't mean it counts. It does not count.
Take it away.
Get it rid of it. I don't want it.
No.
It wasn't his.
I'll accept it.
Just because he held it doesn't mean it exists.
Whoa.
If you're saying the Elder Wand,
if you guys want to go into Harry Potter lore and really talk about it, it was his because he did kill Grindelwald for it.
Yeah.
But
we're saying the Elder Wand is a villain.
No, we're saying
the Elder Wand is a weapon
that
Voldemort had access to, and it was above and beyond more powerful than normal wands at the time. But, Travis, I will disagree with you that just because the wand exists and it's more powerful, it was more so because Voldemort was also a very intelligent, very powerful wizard himself. So I cannot agree with that.
Okay, I didn't think of that, but I would have assumed our villain has some sort of spell casting ability, but yes, that makes sense. The only other one I had was Mr. Freeze's freeze cannon.
What about Scorpion's kunai rope dart?
Over here.
That's more of a power than a weapon.
That is absolutely a weapon.
Nope, it comes out of his hand.
Oh, that's true. It does come out of his hand.
It literally manifests out of his palm, which is not it's a weapon that is used as a power, not like a...
It's a conjured
it's
weapon.
It's not something
not
you
weapon,
can just
weapon.
Pick
kunai
up.
Kunai rope dart. Like, it's a literal actual weapon. It's not,
it was,
not a magic spell.
You, I'll give it to him.
It's not a magic spell.
I don't care about the spell. It was a... It's not something you can pick up and use. It's a...
It's a weapon that he uses.
Yeah, but what good's it going to do you if you...
Well, it depends. Are you saying like undead scorpion or pre-dead scorpion?
Well, I mean, only undead scorpion has the kunai rope dart that comes out of his hand. A live scorpion has the rope dart that doesn't come out of his hand.
Right.
So
I would give you weapon.
It's still a weapon, but for each of them.
Right. But one is a weapon manifested as a power. One is an actual just weapon.
But they're both
splitting a little bit too many hairs here.
Okay.
I agree.
I'm going to remove my kunai rope dart and go back to my lightsaber camp. All right.
I think lightsaber is a weapon.
Yes. Okay,
so we've got lightsaber. We've got Freddy Krueger's claws, basically.
I said the Predator.
We've got a lightsaber. And then I think the best weapon on that list is probably the lightsaber.
I'll go with lightsaber.
Oh, I said Dr. Evil's lasers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, funny, it won't win, but solid joke. Like, solid pick.
I like it.
No, it's a great pick. Maybe for weapon number two.
Yeah, weapon number, number two. Number two. Starts with the lasers.
Which villains minions are we going to use?
So the one I picked was Hades from Hercules.
Hercules.
Yeah. Because he does control all of the demons, all of the souls, and all of the animals or whatever, I guess, cryptids that they sent out for Hercules. That's a pretty good set of people.
And I didn't
have any idea what else to pick.
I like it. I'm going to go with Penguin because his minions are penguins. And that's it. I don't have any reasoning behind it other than I love the fact that his minions are just a bunch of
penguins. In a similar vein, Ben, I went Scar's minion, which is the hyenas.
Nice.
So
I almost picked Scar too. Whoopi Goldberg. But then I thought all the hyenas were stupid.
I like them as minions. Dude,
the cast that did the voices in that movie is insane.
I just want hyenas as minions. That's all.
I am gonna go for the clones from Star Wars. I know you can waffle back and forth whether they were minions or good or bad.
I'll give you minions
era, but if we're going for the bad times, a infinite army of clone soldiers that will just kind of do your bidding no matter what, with guns and jetpacks and ships and a whole infrastructure.
I will give you clones. Rick, do you have minions that you like?
Yeah, I was gonna go Ra's al Ghul's the League of Shadows.
Ooh,
I like it.
That's solid.
I'll switch.
But I like Drew's clones because I feel like clones.
Nah, I almost went like yours better. Buddies from fucking Power Rangers. But they never, legitimately never did anything. They were not good minions.
They were a distraction.
Well, I had to ask a question to somebody because, you know, I'm not huge on Harry Potter, but I've, you know, seen most of the movies. And I was like, well, at one point I was wondering if the Dementors were like, I don't want to say under the control of, but working for Voldemort at one point.
Yeah.
Hell so, yeah, girl.
So that would be minions, pretty badass to have. I mean, those things are awesome. So just throw that out there.
I will give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, I think I'd call them like co-conspirators almost.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was like, well.
But I'll give it.
So here's our list for minions. We've got demons, we've got penguins, we've got hyenas, we've got clones, we've got the League of Shadows, we've got putties, and we've got Dementors. Which minions are we going with?
Even clones.
Are we talking the mythical clones that
I don't know, whatever Drew fucking meant.
I'm
I don't know anything about Star Wars, so
I'm taking basic ass clones from Star Wars.
Like the head gets hit on the door while walking through it, clones.
Yeah, like they can't aim.
As a group.
No villain can aim in a movie.
We're talking about as a whole.
True.
Without all of, they're meant to be destroyed in the end. They are the better minions. They can fly starships, all right?
I'm stuck between Dementors and clones. But because clones are clearly more okay, great pick though. I like Dementors.
You know what, Travis, you go clones. I'll stick with Dementors just because big hair.
That's a real good answer, but I think clones is more fitting for the answer. Let's get into more physical attributes: head, torso, arms, legs, / whatever other things, appendages, or Dolores Umbridge's that
who
Rick
has
wants
the
to put
best
forward.
Appendage.
Whose head is on our supervillain?
I put Alien.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Me too.
Nice. Good job, Natasha. I love that
Xenomorph
one.
Xenomorph specifically.
That's a really good one.
To counter that, I put Predator.
I was a toss-up.
I have both of them. I was like, I like Predator's head better, but it could go either way. We're going Alien. Okay. Alien.
All right.
Cool. So, easy. Done.
I had Rock Steady because the giant head of a rhino, but
you know, yeah, that could have been.
I'll
good
also
too.
Go with Alien.
But I like Alien, but Rock Steady is a good option as well. Torso, body of.
I I went with the actors. Like
we're making a list.
And I put Mr. Freeze.
So just Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Just Arnold Schwarzenegger. If we're going that direction, I'd like the body of Black Adam, body of The Rock.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope. Can't have it.
Yeah,
not, not, a, okay. not a villain. Not a villain. Wait, doesn't count.
Black Adam. Black Adam is a anti-hero slash villain.
Nope. Doesn't count.
He is.
I have one you guys might veto.
Although after that guy that Rick said earlier, I might switch.
I'm going to go Godzilla.
Strong yeah, torso. Man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Can I have the body of a kaiju?
So many abs.
With the head, the tiny, tiny head of an elephant.
On top of it. No, you only get
would
the
it
body.
Be the scale?
I would my like backup, to get scale.
My honestly, my backup, if we go back a little bit, would have been T-1000.
Which is
why would we pick a body with wings? Like, I'm just saying.
Because wing could Darth be a separate Vader thing.
Would be my
I
body.
I put in other.
Other?
Yeah.
Tails.
Yeah. Well, so this is where I put Bane.
Yeah. Like that one too.
Anticlimactic.
Actually, can we use the, I don't know his name, but whatever, Rocky, where he fought the Russian.
Oh, the Russian. Yes.
That should be the body.
Yes. No, okay. Switch. No, I'll do it now. I'll switch to that.
I mean, wasn't it Dolph Lundgren was the actor? I don't know who the character was.
He dies.
whose body or whose torso are we going from
Godzilla. Neck, I like it.
Neck to waist is Godzilla. So he's got the spines. Okay. Godzilla. Okay.
20 stories tall.
Yep.
Godzilla with a lightsaber.
But just at the waist, not the head or the legs. We're all correct.
Take what I can get. You're going to like my legs.
Do arms
I am
next.
Ready.
Let's go arms. I'm going Goro.
Fuck that. I'm going Doc Ock. Give me 8. Goro only has 4. Give me Godzilla
Doc Ock
with 8 arms.
Eight.
Well, okay. Technically, he only has 6. But no, he has 8. He has 8. No, he has 8.
Well, I'm saying are those arms. His arms or those weapons? I don't know.
Oh, blah.
That's the point of this podcast.
Hey, I will second Doc Ock because I was going to go with that.
They could help me do the dishes and the laundry all at the same time. It'd be great.
Okay, so we got Doc Ock for arms.
Yep.
Legs.
Oh, I got one. Him.
Fuck is him.
From the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, he's rocking. He's got those heels. They are tight. They're awesome.
That's a real good one.
At least you didn't pick the arms from him.
The little crab arms. Yeah.
Yeah, the little crabby.
Crab claws.
I went for whatever reason, because I couldn't find a better spot for him, I went Megatron for legs here, which I feel like would support a kaiju body at this point.
Yep. Maybe the only thing we've mentioned so far that would support a kaiju body.
Yeah.
Well, I also had Catwoman's legs, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take just the legs.
So I was gonna go.
Oh, no. I got.
I was gonna go Ursula.
Ooh.
So you've got Doc Ock.
Would
and
you
an additional
legs,
8
though?
Legs.
It'd be all they're, the tentacles.
They're what she uses.
I like
for...
Megatron though.
We're not talking about the legs that like we would want wrapped around our faces. We're talking about. Like...
I didn't know if you would classify tentacles as legs.
They're not mutually exclusive, Rick.
I'll take whatever.
Wait. That brings our tentacles, legs, or arms.
I mean, I guess if you look at how she's structured, they'd be legs.
Just general topic. Sidetrack.
Technically, they're both.
You know what? Let's go with Ursula because then I could have.
I think
they're
both or neither.
And then
no, I think they'd be both
arms,
or neither.
I'd look like a
for our super awesome superhero or supervillain. They're fucking legs.
Okay, then Ursula.
Okay, so Ursula.
But I do like Kim's legs. I would love to have those.
Travis, send this to me after. I want to draw it.
I'm gonna try. My notes are all over the place. Real quick, I want to recap where we're at, and then we can go into
good
the
luck.
Rest. I think I got this.
It's the last one. It's the last one. Luck.
Wait, we didn't do an others.
No. We're gonna go into more. I just want to take a beat.
Okay.
Figure out where we're at, and then we can decide where we're going after this. We've got the intelligence of Lex Luthor. We've got the strength of either Red Hulk or Ego, because we're split on that. We've got the charisma of Hannibal Lecter. We've got the defense of Bowser, because no one came up with anything else. Our first weapon was lightsaber, and that's the only weapon we have right now. Because we didn't...
We literally
didn't talk about anything else. So the only weapon...
That's all we need.
Our minions are the clones.
Our head is alien. Our body is Godzilla. Our arms are Doc Ock and our legs are Ursula.
We look sexy.
It's a giant space
monster. It's giant space monster with so many appendages and one lightsaber.
I need to create this.
That's what and I mean. Real,
and really charismatic. What other pieces, what other parts are we adding to this?
Well, I have two abomination. More that I wanted to add.
Give me, go for it.
So I want Maleficent's wings.
Okay.
And I want Catwoman's ass. And those are my two.
Tell me all.
I'm going to give you yeah. Cat.
Are we talking Halle Berry era?
Yeah.
Catwoman's ass.
I'd go Mystique's ass, but you know. Yeah.
Ooh, that is true. Well, she was on my list somewhere else. So.
I got it. Yeah.
I'm going to give you Catwoman's asses just to make it.
Yeah, I'll go in halfway.
Godzilla's body? I mean, come on.
Are we saying Maleficent's wings?
Yes.
Or is there any other wings that we want to add?
Oh, I just liked hers because they're cool.
Well, yeah.
Well, really, there was a show I watched. I don't think that you guys are going to know what I'm talking about. Do you guys ever watch Lucifer?
I was about to say, we know Lucifer.
Okay, so the daughter in Lucifer, when she's got those ones that like shoot out the like metal things out of them, those are pretty badass.
So you don't want like Mothra's wings? To go with the kaiju?
No, what use are they gonna have?
That's I don't know. The ability to support a kaiju is
well, Mothra's wings heal. That would be a solid power to include into your.
I think I'd rather have razor sharp throwing ability.
Okay. You know what you would really rather have?
Tell me what I'd like to have.
The ability to not remember what happened in your class before, what? And the. Ability to always play the Ben-Hur chariot scene.
What? I feel like I'm missing something here.
Are we talking about cancer?
Yeah.
Yes!
The vampire himself.
This is our high school Latin teacher that we just took a left turn into Ben-Hur.
Rick has officially derailed everything. Rick is our high school Latin teacher.
I don't even have context on this.
Yeah.
One. Yeah, sorry guys.
Okay.
That's how far back it goes.
I'll take your word for it.
You cut that out. All right.
Talk about charisma.
20 years ago today.
How about the ability
to move,
to move you?
Yeah.
I just wish they were villains.
You don't know that they weren't.
They were.
You don't know that they weren't.
Young nesty man.
Mind bullets.
Okay.
We're gone.
Gone.
Anyway.
All right.
Speaking of last call.
Can we wait. We need something.
What do we need? A superpower. Magneto. Magneto superpower.
The ability to forget.
Fucking Magneto.
Magneto's... I chose telekinesis.
Okay.
That's telekinesis, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, right. please tell me, Natasha, you said that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
She totally did.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm putting Magneto's superpower.
Thank you. You can also put Palpatine with the Force. You can do that too.
I was going to say shape-shifting, so you don't always have to be a giant fucking kaiju.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mystique.
12 legs.
That's where I put Mystique in.
Oh, who was the Legion of Doom guy? Who Solomon Grande. Yeah.
The Legion of Boom? That's Steve Carroll.
Legion of Doom, not Boom.
Oh, sorry.
Solomon Grande used to grow big. Yeah.
All right. There's one other thing we have to talk about before we get to last call. And this is a super broad category for our villain, is just other. And I want to put something forward.
Okay.
There is one villain that has never been beaten. Is not possible to beat this, and that is the...
Mandy Madison is undefeated.
I was going to say the flying wing from Air Fighters Assault Level 3.
Oh, God, yes. You can't. You
cannot be beaten. It's just not possible.
It's not.
I want to take that, whatever concept that is.
I believe no YouTube videos that have beaten that level.
They made that shit up for sure. But whatever power that is our other. For anyone else have others? Because that's my vote. I think that's Rick's vote.
It was. I was going to propose my ex-wife on the other, but, you know.
I could pick one of my ex-husbands. Which one would you like?
Well, I don't know them, but feel free. Actually, wait. Tell me who they are. I might know them based on our work history.
Actually, you might know Clark.
Clark.
My husband now, Carlson. He worked in the Puzzle Palace. He was a supervisor.
What the fuck is the Puzzle Palace? And how do I work there?
You know, when you go up to where all the
work there.
Where all the cubicles are, it makes like a little puzzle, the Puzzle Palace.
Okay.
And they're above everyone else, because they're so much better.
Any others? Because I really wanted to fit, Drew, you might get this reference, Aku, I think is how you pronounce it.
Bless you.
Aku.
Did you?
Aku.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Aku from Samurai Jack.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It sounds really familiar to me, and I don't know why.
The tall
shadow monster.
Yeah.
Hold on.
How about other as ability to lose? Like, who loses the most?
No. So,
I do know what that is.
Yeah. Aku.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, Ben, the ability to lose is the actual opposite of what we want. And exactly. Joker actually has the strongest plot
tenacity.
Armor.
I was going to go, don't make fun of me because I know it's going to come out funny, but I was going to go Michael Myers.
Also a good one. Yes.
I mean, some bitches keeps coming back.
Okay.
And actually, if we want to go accessories, the other Power Rangers one, Rita Repulsa's staff.
Ooh, yeah. That would have been a great weapon if we kept
with throw it and make monsters.
I'm going to go eyes.
Yeah, give me some eyes.
Pegasus from Yu-Gi-Oh! Has the fucking Millennium All-Seeing Eye, so he can see everything ahead of time.
Okay, I like that.
But the Cyclops guy, no, he's a superhero. He's not a villain. Just kidding.
Correct. Does that count? Would you rather Pegasus's eyes or like Medusa's?
Ooh, that's a good one too.
Would that count as eyes or is that?
Medusa's eyes didn't turn him into stone. It was the snakes.
No, it's her gaze.
You have to look into her eyes, otherwise the snakes are useless.
It was her gaze.
I call that a combo.
Yeah, like
a combo attack.
Medusa's hair, snakes, gaze with.
There are so many things flying off this monster right now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's just one giant evil monstrosity.
Spaghetti monster in the sky.
Yeah.
All right, best wardrobe.
All right.
Yeah, we're done,
guys. We are getting kicked out of this bar.
Yeah.
Bar fucking hates
we
us.
We have it.
Stick a fork in me.
Long extended our welcome here. It is time for last call. This episode is brought to you by the Bar Banter Podcast because we don't have any sponsors right now. So whatever you do, don't like the episode and don't subscribe. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It won't help us at all. Don't. Stop. Just don't do it.
It's time for last call.
Last call.
Promise?
Yes, it's last call time. I promise. It's last call time. And I went, and instead of trying to get obscure, I went, give me some last call for kids. And it gave me some great, great questions. They're not all bad.
If Paw Patrol doesn't show up, I'm gonna
It's not that kind of kid. It's just like if you were like a 12-year-old, what would be your last call questions?
If Billy isn't in here, I'm gonna
where do you want to go with Dora?
I will quit.
It's
what do we have to eat?
I will quit if
I'm gonna go Rick, Drew, Natasha, and Ben, because it's the order you guys appear on my screen.
Are you writing it down or do I need to?
I've got it. Right. We're good. Let's jump into it. Rick, would you rather be able to slide down rainbows or jump on clouds?
Jump on clouds.
Drew.
Jump on clouds.
Natasha.
Jump on clouds.
Ben.
Colorblind, can't see rainbows, so jump on the clouds.
Fair enough. Rick, would you rather never have to brush your teeth again or never have to take a bath or shower again?
Give me the brush my teeth.
Drew.
I think brush my teeth.
Natasha.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
No.
Okay, so is this assuming that even if you don't bathe or shower, you still remain clean?
Yes. Yep. Like, you don't have to.
Then bath or shower.
Okay.
Baths are soothing, so brush my teeth. Never again.
Fair enough. Richard, would you rather lick the bottom of your shoe or eat your boogers?
Even boogers.
Yeah.
My feet go in some weird places.
Look,
Drew.
Shoe, why not?
Shoe. Oh. Natasha.
Dig it, baby. We're going picking the
boogers. Yeah. Get it, girl.
Ben.
Literally, dirtiest part is bottom of the shoe. Give me the boogers.
Boogers. Rick. Would you rather eat a dead bug or a live worm?
Ooh.
I told you, this is a good list. Like, I was so excited when I saw these.
Give me a dead bug.
What's the bug?
Dead bug. Drew.
Nope, not the question. Not the question.
Not the question. Yeah, don't go there.
Not the question.
So I'm going live worm.
Worm. It is Natasha.
Dead bug.
Dead. Ben.
Well, I'm going to go with I don't know what the bug is, so if that's
no,
the
pick
case...
One. Pick a camp. Pick a camp. No. Plant your flag.
Yeah. Live worm, because I don't know what the bug is.
Okay. Rick, would you rather kiss a frog or lick a slug?
Kiss a frog, baby. I've kissed a lot of frogs.
Yep. Drew.
Kiss a frog. They're kind of cute.
Natasha.
Fuck her up and kiss a frog.
Ben.
I don't know, lick a snail.
Fair enough. Rick, would you rather have wings to fly or gills to breathe underwater?
Ooh, wings to fly.
Okay. Drew?
That's
Drew?
Real hard one. Wings.
Okay. Natasha?
Wings to fly.
Okay. Ben?
I want to go find Atlantis, so give me the gills.
Okay, I like that one. Richard, would you rather have a red nose or red eyes?
Eyes. I already got a red nose.
Drew, eyes or nose? Red.
I'm with Rick on this. Red eyes.
Natasha, eyes or nose?
Going eyes.
Benjamin, eyes or nose?
I have no idea. Nose?
It doesn't matter. Nose? Cool. Rick, would you rather eat a bowl of spaghetti noodles without sauce or a bowl of spaghetti sauce without noodles?
Noodles without... Wait. Give me the sauce without noodles.
So you want to eat sauce?
I want to eat sauce.
Okay. Drew, sauce or noodles?
Sauce. That's basically gazpacho.
Yeah.
That one.
Natasha.
Noodles.
Noodles. Ben.
Noodles?
Noodles.
Who are you people?
I don't know.
Rick, would you rather have gum stuck in your hair or would you...
Just look at that hair.
It says... so this is just what I'm reading. Would you rather have gum stuck inside your hair or gum inside of both of your shoes?
Oh,
I'm going to say
gum in the shoes.
In the shoe. You'd rather have gum in the shoes. I'm going to say in and around the shoes.
Definitely in and around the shoes.
Yeah, Drew, gum in the hair or gum in the shoes?
In and around the shoes.
Yeah. Natasha, this one should be
in and around the shoes. Yeah, sure.
Ben.
Yeah, don't fuck with my hair. Give me the shoes.
I didn't mean that one all the way through. Rick, would you rather have to dye your hair 10 different colors or cut all of your hair?
Dye it 10 different colors.
Drew?
10 different colors.
Natasha?
Chop it off.
Ben.
Give me the colors. I can't see them anyways.
Fair.
That was our last call. I like that one. That was fun. It was easy and to the point. I will say the only one that I have strong opinions on, I probably cut off all my hair before I dye the colors.
Really? You'd get like 1,000 likes in like a minute if you dyed your hair 10 colors.
I used to dye my hair all the time. It was always black.
I don't care. I would just I'd rather just shave my head. It's a lot easier.
Is black a color?
To me, it's not red.
In the purposes of dyeing it, yes, it's a color because it's absorbing all light.
Or is it all the colors?
So therefore,
I paint with all the colors of the wind.
Nice.
Natasha, you have a podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
I do. So me and my co-host Kristen currently are on the Red Rum Podcasters, and we cover true crime, paranormal activity, cryptids, UFOs, weird shit. We're actually getting ready to branch off, and we're going to be keeping the Red Rum Podcasters as true crime only. And we're going to be swapping over to Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracy, where we're going to be doing all of the paranormal and all of that fun stuff with me. I'll probably be by myself getting interviews and that kind of thing with people there. You guys can find us, well, anywhere you guys listen. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Oh, sorry, X, Threads.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
It's
all of that stuff. I was going to tell you guys, or anybody, I guess, you can follow me on my Instagram is nattyice2690.
Nice.
So that's me, not pod me. So you can go on there and follow that. You can also, like I said, the Instagram for the podcast is on there as well. We have a website. It's www.theredrumpodcasters.com. So all of our stuff's on there too. And I really appreciate you guys having me on here because it was an absolute blast. And if you need another visitor, Paula,
absolutely,
I will make it happen.
Absolutely.
I have a quick question about your new podcast. You said Cryptids, Creeps, and
Conspiracy.
Conspiracies podcast?
No, I did. Well, I was debating whether or not it would be the podcast at the end. The name itself is available with or without the podcast.
So you'd be the CCCP.
Well, I guess I could. That's just really lengthy. Okay. Try typing that into an email account.
It's only 4 letters. That's not too bad.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Well, anyway, we are now finally getting kicked out of the bar. Natasha, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It was an absolute pleasure having you. For those of you guys listening, if you want to support our podcast, you can click the link in the description to fund our bar tab, which we can use to either buy alcohol or new equipment or, I don't know, other things to help this podcast grow. It would be really great if you did that, or don't. It's fine. It's whatever, because anyway, we're on the Twitter, and we're on the YouTube, and we're on some other social media platforms. Find us there or don't, like I said earlier, because remember, at the end of the day, this is our podcast, and you're just along for the ride.